Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life. In this 15-minute segment, we're going to encourage you. We're going to build you up. We're going to even ignite you in your walk of faith, that as you face everyday circumstances and situations, you will be able to apply the Word of God, knowing that you are on it. You're going to a purpose, that God has called you to something greater than where you are, that even as Abraham, you're sojourning to the place that God has purposed and destined for your life. And because He's spoken a word concerning you, that word is going to come to pass. Because when God chooses a person, a tribe, a nation, or a family, He chooses them for His glory, and nothing will stop or refute the word that God has spoken concerning them. So your life has purpose because God ordained you before the foundations of the earth for His purpose and His plan to live for His glory. So as you grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, you will be as He is, being changed even the more. The Word of God lets us know that we are saved and being saved from this world, from circumstance, from the enemy, from ourselves. He is saving us constantly as we live out the Word of God obediently. We've been looking at the Bible, looking at people, not as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as God's chosen people. And as we study their life and get the instructions on how they worship God, how they were intimate with God, how they even obeyed God or did not obey God, how the Word of God came to pass in their lives. And it is the schoolmaster, the teaching for us, that as we walk, we know our God more and more, and we see how He's faithful, and that He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, that what He did for them, He'll do it for us. We've been looking at the believer's reward for the last couple of weeks in this 15 minutes empowerment. Just wanted to encourage you one more time in this 15 minutes of empowerment about the believer's reward. We have a reward that is not made by hands. We have a reward in Christ Jesus. We have a reward that He is giving us as we obediently trust Him and obey Him, as we lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge Him as the God in our lives, the God that has called us, the God that has purposed us, and we live for Him and endure to the end. Revelation tells us in Revelations 12 and 13, it says, "Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his works. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." 2 Corinthians 5 and 10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one of us may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." And Revelation 22:14 says, "Blessed are those who do his, that they might have the right to the tree of life and enter through the gate into the city." Now, when we are talking about the reward, we're not talking about salvation here. We're talking about the reward of obedience, the reward that you receive by joining in the sufferings of God, of Jesus, knowing and identifying with His sufferings. We're talking about the obedience that you did, that even as Christ was obedient unto death, to the Father's will, as we obey the will of God, as we do the will of God, there is a reward that we receive from Him that cannot compare to anything that we've had or seen on this earth, that shows God's faithfulness for our obedience. Jesus received the reward from the Father because now He's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us with all power, being crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Because of what He did, the price that He paid for us, He received the reward for what God promised Him. Sons and daughters, enemies being defeated by His name, power and authority, and it's because of His obedience, the price that He paid, that He has a name above every name. What He's done for us, God is making sure that the reward that He has is greater than what you could ever, ever fathom in your own mind. When we look at the Word of God and we search it out, we understand that there is a reward for everything that we do. There's a reward when we walk in love. There's a reward when we give charitable deeds, and we do it not for the glory of man, not to be seen of man, but do it from our heart. Because what we're doing is an intimate act unto the Lord. Everything that we do is an intimate act unto the Lord. The Bible lets us know that everything that we do, we are to do it as unto the Lord. So whatever we're doing, it is as Jesus is sitting there and we're serving him. We're doing it unto him. So when we do it with his heart, with his in obedience, then we are going to receive a reward. There are rewards for when we fast and when we pray the right way. There are rewards for when we read the word of God and take it in and we live it every single day. There's a reward for when we go through persecution, when we're being persecuted for all kind of evils and false things said against us for the sake of Christ, not for something that we've said or done ourselves, but for the sake of Christ. There are rewards that we have in following Jesus. There's rewards that we have because we've been called by his name. There is reward that we have when we serve in the earth, our bosses and other people, and we do it unto the Lord. There's a reward in that. There's many, many kinds of rewards that God is going to give us because we are enduring to the end and we're running in a race that we know the end is going to be in our favor when we do what God says. So we're going to look and close out this last part of this segment talking about the believer's reward. And we're going to talk again about the rewards that we have. We know that we have everlasting rewards, rewards that come with eternal life. We have rewards because of our endurance. And in 2 Corinthians 4:17, it talks about the weight of glory. And this weight of glory that we're talking about is the weight that comes after when we face light affliction, when we go through things. There's a glory that happens in our life. There's a glory that manifests. And this glory that we receive is not only a reward, but it's that lets us understand that what we're doing is not for naught, that what we're going through is not for naught. When we face trials and tribulations, it is not for naught. This glory from these light afflictions are working to produce and accomplish God's glory. The trials and afflictions, these are light compared to the eternal glory that we're going to receive that the book of Mark talks about. Mark 10:30 talks about. This glory is the glory that Jesus has. This glory is the glory of his kingdom. This glory is the glory of the Father. And it is the endowment of him on and in our lives in such a way that the enemy and everyone around us knows that there is something different about us, because when we're facing these trials and these tribulations, these light afflictions, as the word says, we become more and more like him as we embrace his will, as we embrace his word. We can't face light afflictions in our own self, in our own strength. It is through the Spirit of God and through the word of God. And when we do, we bring glory to God, but we also receive glory. When we look at this in 2 Corinthians 4:17, Paul was not focused. He was not focused on what was going on right then in his life. He was focused on the future, and he was focused on the fact that what he was doing was enabling him to possess something that this present world did not compare to. That even though he had these problems, he was facing these problems, he understood that the problems that he was facing was in sharing in the gospel or sharing in the sufferings of Jesus Christ. That as he was going forth, as he was doing what the Father's will was, as he was spreading the gospel, as people hated and falsely accused him for the sake of Christ, he was sharing in something that was going to bring an eternal glory to God, an eternal glory to his life. And he understood that the things that he was going through did not compare. They were light. They didn't matter. When we have that mindset and that concept of mind, or that concept of thinking, then we're able to enter into the joy of the Lord. Because when we suffer like that, or when we go through like that, we understand because our mindset has shifted. The way we see it and perceive it has shifted. It is not God punishing us. It is not us not having opportunities or everything always happening to us. It is us understanding that there are some things that are going to take place because we name the name of Jesus Christ, because we are joined with him, because we are heir of the kingdom of righteousness. There are some afflictions that are going to come. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he's going to deliver us out of them all. And when we allow our concept or our precepts of how we go through to change to, as Paul did, I'm focusing on the eternal kingdom. I'm focusing on the eternal glory. I'm focusing on the glory that God is going to receive because I'm going through this and I'm going through it the right way with the right mindset and the right heart. Does it hurt? Yes, it does. There's no test, no trial that it's easy. But because we have the Spirit of God in us, He enables us to stand and go through the problem, go through the situation, go through the test, in His strength, through His words, and we have the confidence of knowing that as we go through this, we're coming out with victory. We're coming out as an overcoming. We're coming out with an eternal reward. We're coming out with the confidence of knowing that we are pleasing to our Father, that we look like Him in the earth, that we're bringing Him glory, that in the place of hardship, we are trusting and knowing that God is still faithful, that in the place where it doesn't look in our favor, we're still going to see His word and His will come to pass. Now, many people may not understand. They will never understand why we would go through and God would get glory out of us going through, why He would delight in the fact that we are enduring something that's hard and He's getting glory out of it. But the Bible says that it pleased God to bruise His Son, because He knew the end result was going to be many brothers and sisters, many children unto Him. He knew that the end result was going to be many lives that were going to be impacted by the gospel, many people that were going to be saved, delivered, and set free. And we were going to carry the Savior through the Holy Spirit in us, because our spirit had changed, and our minds, our soulish realm is changing. As we read the Word of God, as we begin to renew our mind in the Word, we can prove what is good and perfect. We are being changed. And the enemy understands that if he can make you hate the part that identifies with Christ, the suffering part, the flesh doesn't want that, then he can make us look at the cross as something that is wrong. But we've got to catch another glimpse and understand that what we're going through, there's an eternal reward, and there's a reward that we receive down here. God adds blessings on us because we've endured. The Bible lets us know we can't seek after Him and He not reward us. So when we say, God, I'm going to do it your way, we're seeking after His will. So there has to be a reward that comes in this life, but even greater, because we've endured, because we stood, because we've allowed the will of God to be done and our will to die. When we begin to do this, there we enter into the joy of the Lord. There's a joy that comes that only comes when we change our concept. And I know that's hard, but that's the way God wants us to be. So we're learning how to do that. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life today, Process of Bear. I pray you've been encouraged and that you would continue to walk in the reward that God has given you and is going to give, and that you will endure to the end. Have a great and wonderful worship experience this weekend. Bless the Lord and be encouraged as we come back next week for another 15 minutes of empowerment. Be blessed.